Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to.
Welcome, welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I am your host of Dare to Dream, which, of course, is all about creating your dreams. This show is about inspiring you to take steps and turn whatever targets, goals, dreams you have into a reality. And a little bit later, I'm going to have my guest on, who is Dr. John A. King. And the question he asks is, what if one day you woke up and everything you knew was destroyed? I'm talking biblical proportions, job-like destructions. Well, that's what happened to Dr. King at 3 p.m. on a Thursday. He had total recall of over a decade of sexual abuse by his parents and their friends that he had suppressed. And in that moment, on a Thursday, the walls came tumbling down, everything gone, marriage, career, health. Well, fast forward many years to today, and John has turned his PT stress into post-traumatic strength. He has become a global voice speaking openly about male child sexual abuse, and he offers practical methods to overcome the pain. His purpose today is to prevent abuse, help those who have suffered from it, and guide any of us to find our own strength. So I'm very excited to have him come on. And I will tell you that I met him at the opening of a movie, a documentary called Stop Traffic, where he is featured in the documentary. And I interviewed him on the red carpet and then, of course, saw him in the film. And he is a powerful man and voice and a great pleasure. So we'll have him on a little later. And in the meantime, I don't know how your day is going, but there's been a lot going on astrologically this year that is very significant. And I think contributing to a lot of the quote unquote interesting times we're listening to. How do you get through days? What are your joys? Of course, we all have big dreams, but then there are the small things that we love that are just passions. One of mine is wine. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or gifting it or tasting it? I love it. I've taken classes. I've become certified. It is such a joy for me. And I'm going to tell you about a place. I highly recommend you go there. It's directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders, and that is the place where experts pick amazing wines from all over the world, and they deliver the wines to your home or business. When you get your wines in your box, it's like Christmas, birthday, Hanukkah, all rolled into one, and you get tasting notes in your box of wine. You get details about the region, the history, and also food and wine pairing recommendations. It's exquisite. I've been thrilled with the wines I'm getting, and you can choose if you like reds, whites, or reds and whites, your choice, 2, 4, whatever. If you're having a party, order more. Again, it's directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. You can easily join this club and start receiving your wine now. Or guess what? If you would like to start a wine business, with no back office, nothing to do but just sign up. Once you have 3 people sign up, you will receive your monthly wine for free. How does it get any better than that? With cash in your pocket too. So spectacular wine, below retail prices, create an explosive business that's all done for you, or just join and drink. directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. I've got a thought for you for the day, which is about visionary me. A lot of us, when we think about networking, we might see ourselves at a cocktail party, and there we are handing out business cards, doing our 1-2 sentence elevator speech. But what if I create a different, fresh perspective and we look at the possibility that opens when networking with our communities comes from a spiritual perspective? Then it's something quite different. So I'm suggesting that we spend more time in stillness and align ourselves with intuition, and then we can best understand our roles as visionaries and have the opportunity to connect with everyone around us in an entirely new way. So instead of getting out there to make something happen, rather allow yourself to embrace opportunities to venture out to meet new people on a soul, heart level and experience things you've never done before and share what you've learned with a vulnerable heart with everyone you meet. All of us are visionaries with something to share, so it's very interesting when we share them. It's how we really connect. And connecting fulfills us and enables us to help others find fulfillment as well. So the thought for today is, the world is waiting for my vision. Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. My guest today is Dr. John A. King, who is a best-selling author, poet, activist, and trainer who hails originally from Sydney, Australia. John is a dynamic, passionate, and heartfelt speaker on dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, abuse recovery, ending human trafficking, and perseverance. His story of being abused and trafficked from the ages of 4 to 16 isn't one of hopelessness, but of redemption and purpose. John's story is featured in the multi-award-winning documentary Stopping Traffic. Find out more at his website, drjohnaking.com. John, welcome to Dare to Dream. I am so looking forward to talking to you today.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, love. I appreciate it. It's great. I love what you had to say there, that quote from Helen Keller. Mm-hmm. I think that is just an amazing quote. And thank you very much for the privilege of being with you.
Privilege for me as well. I've already experienced you, so I know what you bring to the table. And speaking of that, this is so you. This is on your website. It's a description you posted of yourself I'd like to read. Dr. John A. King, I grew up in Australia. I live in the USA. I drive a 1968 Mustang original paint. I have PTSD and write about how to get over your crap. I also write poetry and post about human trafficking. Here are the books I've written, including the poetry one. I started Give Them a Voice Foundation to help kids like I was. My story is featured in Stopping Traffic movie. I run seminars on trafficking and PTSD. I am a PTSD recovery coach and regularly piss people off. Oh, that is so beautiful and so real.
Yeah, Melissa and I had fun writing that one. That's we had to combine three websites into one because when the poetry first came out, it was totally anonymous and it picked up this massive following. And then when we got involved with the documentary, it's like, well, we need to, you know, come up with something to give a handle to that. And then it just got bigger and bigger. And it's like, yeah, forget it. And she said, well, who are you? And I said, well, drive a 1968 red Mustang. Bink, wrote that off. I like pissing people off. Bink, wrote that off. So it just grew like that.
And so, it's beautiful because it encompasses so much. I mean, the foundations you started, the places you speak and teach, the things you've put out in the world and mass media, the things that are intimate about who you are, like your car and the places where you like to go, and a little bit about what has gone on with you, in you inside. And I have a question about one of them, which is CPTSD. What does the C stand for in regards to PTSD?
The C stands for complex post-traumatic stress. So if you, and this is just being very general, there could be three buckets or categories. Post-traumatic stress is something that anyone, and most of us experience at some point in our life. You know, we have a car accident, we might be assaulted, someone might steal something from us, a tragedy happens in life. And everyone experiences stress around a traumatic event. And that normally goes away, you know, somewhere between, you know, 2 to 6 weeks. It starts to settle down. Post-traumatic stress disorder is trauma-based. A lot of this is assigned to people that would be military or first responders, trauma-based. But the symptoms of it, the recurring dreams, fight and flight, anxiety, panic, those sorts of things, they extend out and they go on for a very long time. A complex post-traumatic stress disorder was a classification they came up for people who, like myself, who experience trauma, but it's complex by nature. There's very many factors, you know, sexual abuse, being made to appear in, you know, movies taken of you, confined, a lot of hostage situations, people who have been kidnapped get classified into that. And, there you go.
Yes, so it sounds like the big kahuna PTSD. And I want to take us back to that 3 p.m. on a Thursday. Your life is going along, marriage, career, the whole deal, health, and all of a sudden you have total recall. Tell me about that day.
Well, at different times in my life, I remembered a thing. And the best way I can describe it, it was like a single frame from an old 8mm movie. There was this flash of something that happened when I was 4, followed by a flash at 13 or a frame, you know, at 16. Mm-hmm. What happened on that particular day was it all came together like an old 8mm film and just started to play. And I saw these series of events that that I'd repressed from 4 to 16 that included being taken to parties, you know, oral sex with my mother, a range of different things, you know, molestation at scout camps and college professors. It all came back at once, and it ran together for the very first time in my life on a conscious level that all these things had happened to me. I think I had put them in little buckets. My brain had separated them. Any one of them, if I pulled it out, I'd think, man, that's not savory or that's not right. But when it all came together, it was a sense of, you know, it was just overwhelming. And I went from instantly, someone traveled the world speaking to crowds of 20 and 30,000 people to now having a chronic stutter, traveling 9 months of the year, 9 to 11 months of the year to being, having anxiety and panic attacks if I got caught in peak hour traffic. You know, I couldn't go shopping for myself. I ended up in San Antonio on some business at one stage and stood crying in a Sprouts because I couldn't make a decision between the chicken sausages or the pork sausages. Mm. I was just totally panic stricken. So, you know, it all came back and it just changed everything from that point on.
And how were the next days, months, and years? Did it keep going like that?
A lot of the things that came back were pictures of pornographic movies that I'd watched or pornographic events I'd been involved in, sex that I was engaged in, and it didn't stop for about 3.5 years, 4 years. Mm. I'd be, you know, I was a Christian minister at the time. I'd be preaching in church, and I would have this movie of pornographic images playing before me. I'd be out to lunch to people, and I'd be recalling, you know, being anally violated. And so it just never stopped. It was just ongoing. It was like an infection. My brain had just decided it was going to get rid of it, and I didn't have any control over that. And it was really debilitating in a lot of ways. It was very intrusive, particularly sleep-wise. I trained myself to, you know, sleep no more than 90 minutes at a time because I'd get into deep sleep after that. And once I got into deep sleep, then I'd be dragged back into this recall and nightmares. And then when I awoke, I couldn't tell the difference between the nightmare and the reality. It was like I was just in this living nightmare. And it was a very, very extreme, you know, case and circumstance.
And how did you get from that many years of stress? It just sounds like once the wall, the thin veil that you had created to protect yourself, of course, had come down, that it was down and you were being flooded with memories and visions and everything was back that you had protected yourself from. So the stress and the trauma, so understandable. How in the world did you get to strength and who you are today?
I could tell you that I woke up one day and had the magic key and I'd be, you know, telling you stories. It'd be fibs. So, you know, it's 2017. This happened to me in 2008. Mm-hmm. So it's 9 years ago. We've got the documentary, you know, Stopping Traffic coming out, you know, a big Hollywood celebrity thing on the 26th of September, then nationwide release and all this sort of stuff. And so, you know, 3 days ago, I'm sitting in my lounge room and it hits me that this thing that I did at probably the lowest point of my life is now about, my stuff is about to be everywhere. And I spent probably 2 days in absolute sheer panic. To say that I've dealt with it completely would be a misnomer. I think one of the misconceptions with things like PTSD is that you can get healed or cured from it. I've come to believe you never can. I think what you can do is learn to manage it. And you gather, for me, I call it the tools. I put the tools in my toolbox that every day equip me to be a better man than I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so from 2008 till now, my journey has been actively trying to collect those tools. And very early on, there was very little progress. I read a lot of books. I had to relearn everything because my frontal lobe shut down and my left side of my brain, I was very analytical, just didn't work anymore. So everything was re-triggering to the right, which is, you know, fundamentally creative. So here I am, you know, I'm a rugby playing boxing, Olympic qualified boxing coach, black belt and blah, 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 et cetera. And I go from that to writing poetry. You know, it was literally overnight. So I'm trying to re-engage the right side of my brain to teach me what the left side has done all my life. And it was a very slow process it was like John 2.0. And I write that in a new book I'm just bringing out for the movie called Deal With It. And that's literally what it's like. It was at some point I had to realize I'll never be that John again. So who the hell is this John?
Right.
Well, I had no idea. It's, you know, like you wake up one morning, it's like an overwhelming desire to sit outside, ponder the universe, smoke a cigar and write poetry. It's like normally I'd want to go to the gym and like punch somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is what I do now.
I would actually imagine when you talk about the punching somebody, but I would imagine that anger is a big component overlain with many other emotions, like a big soup. But it must be that anger comes up at times that you don't predict it is, or it just sort of percolates underneath at times. How do you deal with that?
Oh, man. Let me know if you find out. You know,
right?
That's really the issue. So, you know, complex post-traumatic stress, it really all centers around an inability to process memory and emotional deregulation. Complex post-traumatic stress actually grew out of borderline personality disorder. They're very close. So I, especially early on, and this was really what led to the destruction of my first marriage, is I would go from 0 to 100 in a nanosecond emotionally. I would be instantly in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And anything could trigger it. Back then, I wasn't able to recognize what those triggers were. So, and what I would get triggered, and I wrote a piece of poetry very simply that said, I screamed to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was like. It was literally like glass in my soul. And I was drowning in China, only able to speak English. And I felt that the louder I yelled, that this foreign person would understand, you know, what I was saying. You know how you see those people yelling at taxi drivers and who don't speak English. And I felt like that all the time. You know, I was like, if I speak louder to you, you'll hear me.
Mm.
And often what was misunderstood as anger was really this incredible frustration because I now had an inability to process emotions. And I, some of it, there was occasions where I have been massively disappointed at the people that called themselves my parents, even to the point of anger. But that was never the thing that I was most angry about. I was angry at my inability to be able to function as I knew I had previously. Literally, on Thursday, I was angry on Friday because on Wednesday I functioned one day, and now on Friday I was unable to do it.
Wow, so powerful.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the anger came from.
And yet you had to go through the journey you had to go through, and I'm sure still go through at some extent. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. When we come back, we're going to be finding out some statistics and also how we can end the sabotages and some of the abuse we live with and make a bit of a different life, and also some of the amazing things that John does out in the world. You can download a free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me after the show on Facebook. Love seeing all of you there. Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life.
I'm interviewing Dr. John A. King, and his website is drjohnaking.com. This is Debbie Dashinger. You know, John, you were sharing your story with us before the break, and I just want to do a little before and after, because I met you interviewing at the documentary Stopping Traffic. So here's my memory of you, and I have a very distinct memory. You're very memorable. First of all, I arrived because I'm about to do red carpet, so I'm just there chatting, getting ready, and you were a complete stranger. You came from across the room, not even knowing who I was. I saw you make your way around the room and connect warmly and say hello and introduce yourself. I mean, you were lovely. Eye contact, everything. And I saw you work the room, and I mean that in a heart-based way, not in a networking way. I was very impressed. Then it turns out I'm interviewing you on the red carpet, and I still don't know who you are or how you're featured in the movie or your story. And what I'm amazed by, because I talk to people a lot on the red carpet, it's very distinctive, but you have a lot of love that you lead with. And so that's the first thing I received from you. And then the connection, I mean, you're very at ease. And of course, you're smart. And what became very apparent in the movie is, my God, you're articulate. How you take what you've been through and what people need to learn and articulate it out in the world is profound. You have such a gift with your heart and words. So to have had the horrific experience you did with childhood sexual abuse and become who you are, I just want to acknowledge that. I never would have known, and in fact, you are so much more than the average person. So kudos to you, and a thank you to you for being all of that.
Well, that's a little bit overwhelming, and that's very nice of you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, reading your books, which I did, you know, I was also taken in the books by the fact that you also had emotional abuse in the sense you were told you're stupid and you're a big clunker and what are you doing and your sister's better. And I mean, really, on top of all of this, and you are, by the way, indigenously not that at all. You are so smart and so present and so warm and lovely. And so I just needed to say that, meeting you, knowing you now, reading all of this, seeing what I saw in the film. So let's talk about what was the filming and the film release of Stopping Traffic like for you?
The release was horrendous that night that I met you, but we'll get to that, I suppose. I published this poetry under the title The Author on a website called No Working Title. And I called it No Working Title because, you know, in the industry, from what I understand, when you don't have a title for a finished product, you just put no working title on the piece when it's being published. And I was really distressed by the fact that this is as good as my life could get. So when I called the first poetry book on the website No Working Title, my thought was, it's not over yet. I don't know how this turns out. I don't want to give it a particular name. You know, it's just different. So I'm publishing this poetry, and I was contacted by these people who'd read some of my work on Twitter, of all places. Mm. And they, you know, apparently I'm a bit of a unicorn. I'm male, sexually abused, and I'm prepared to talk about, you know, what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they emailed me, asked me to come down. So anyway, Melissa calls me, and I'm sitting on the back balcony, you know, reading my Bible, having a smoke, having a coffee, mm-hmm. watching Ethel, who's this old lady on a walking frame, run around from Buster the Beagle, because he used to chase her every morning and try and hump her. So I'm sitting up there seeing whether Buster's going to win today or whether Ethel's going to make it to the gate. So I'm sitting there, and Melissa calls me, and she says, "Have you seen that email?" And I said, "No, what email?" And she says, "Don't open it. You're not to do it. There's no way this is going to be good for you. This is a terrible idea." And I thought, okay, well, I'll go and look at the email then, because that's what you do. So I did, and here's this invitation from this lady whose name I couldn't pronounce.
Right.
And wanting to have a conversation and seeing whether or not they were doing this film on human trafficking and whether or not we'd be able to talk. And Mel said no, because I was probably at my sickest. I just moved into this flat, just moved out of the house, and as I said, as I told you, you know, during the break, I had a mattress on the floor, and she lent me a chair and a bowl for Cheerios, sort of thing.
And Mel, for people who don't know, is his wife, Melissa.
Yes, yeah, sorry about that. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. She got married in November, and she's exceptionally hot. So come to the premiere, that's, you know, on the handbag on that one. And so she was really concerned because my mental health really wasn't bad, but I just felt I had to run it at Debbie. I knew that if I did not take whatever this opportunity was,
yes,
that I was going to live in fear for the rest of my life, that I was never going to be well enough or ready for it.
Powerful.
And so we shot for an hour and a half. And in the movie, I'm probably at the lowest point in my life. I've lost everything. I moved in a one-bedroom flat. And it was just one of those things. We shot it. They told me all the names of the people getting involved. We thought it would be probably 2 or 3 minutes, or they would did 70 interviews, and maybe I didn't even make the cut. And then all of a sudden we see it for the first time, and they've built this whole documentary, and my story is featured in it. And
yep.
So So roll from that 2015 to now we're in L.A. Or Santa Monica or wherever it was for the
Santa Monica, yeah.
Monica, the cast and crew, and you know the way it opens, mm-hmm. and there's my big head, and you hear this. My first sexual encounter was at the age of 4, and I had oral sex with my, and I remember sitting there saying, "Oh shit, what have I done?"
Mm-hmm.
Then I got up and left for popcorn.
I remember.
Physically sick. And I just floated. But before we even got there, upstairs when I met you,
mm-hmm.
I remember not knowing anybody in the room, and all these people had done, tears me up, they'd done so much to try and have this conversation open. Mm-hmm. And like any new people in a room, they were feeling a little nervous. So I thought, you know what, I really don't know how the night will go for me. Because they might think it's a load of crap. They might, whatever it is. All that negativity was just overwhelming. So what I thought is, like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk around the room and try and make as many people as I feel comfortable. Just, they won't know me. They haven't seen me yet. So if I can just make them feel comfortable, then maybe if they're in there or what they've done, they'll have a wonderful night. And I remember seeing you two up there, doing what you do so well, connecting with people you've never met before and trying to bring the best out of them. And I thought, I just want to try and make her job easier tonight.
Mm.
So that's what that whole thing was. It was, it was horrendous. It took me about, it probably took me about 4 or 5 days to get over it. It was very challenging because the brain's a marvelous thing. I don't remember any of those things now. But whenever I see the film, it brings back everything.
It's like
being just totally thrust back into it again, the abuse and everything. And so I really have to, most of the times I'll go in, I'll sit for a while and I'll step out because it's just it's just traumatic.
In increments. For people who want to see it or know more about the movie, where can they go?
I think the best place is probably the Stopping Traffic website. You can get there from my page or you can just go straight to stoppingtrafficfilm.com. And AMC have picked it up and they're going to release it. I think it's initially in 10 theaters nationwide, up to 50, if things will work out, which
it's important.
Yeah.
It's very important to watch. And I was braced knowing that I was going to be watching it, and I have to say I couldn't stop posting for the next week. I just was getting every kind of bit of information I could and sending out because I felt awareness was huge. So let's talk about statistics. I found a statistic, and I want to say right up front, I don't know if this is current or a year or so outdated, but this is what I found. Before the age of 18, 1 out of every 4 girls is sexually abused. 1 out of every 6 boys is sexually abused. 1 in 5 children are solicited sexually. You are a global voice, John, on male child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
What are the statistics that you know, and what don't we know that we need to know about this situation?
I think when you look at trafficking, the abuse for men and women worldwide, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, brought a report out this year that says that the rate of human trafficking, girls and women and men and boys, is about the same. If you get overseas, if you get into any of the stands, the Pakistans, the Afghanistans, Iran, Iraq, any of those areas, it's actually more like 75% to 85%. In some places, I know it's as high as 95%. As far as sexual abuse goes, the figure of 1 in 6, it makes a great website, an URL, but it's not an accurate figure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the sexual abuse of boys and girls is about the same. It depends on what I read a report out of 2008. By the Youth Justice League up in New York that said 55% of all sex workers were male who had been sexually abused before the age of 15. So the only way to track a lot of things like abuse is to see where it manifests. So if you've got a statistic that says 55% of sex workers are male and have been doing it since 15, then you've got to ask the question, well, what got them here? And so that brings you back and you have to ask some of those questions. And why I think that's one statistic that is important, because it sits with another statistic. I was reading in a report out of the UK that said in this particular questionnaire they did on traffickers,
mm-hmm.
30% of the countries that engaged in the survey, 30% of them, the majority of traffickers were female, the vast majority, 85 to 90% of them. In the US, in what we're seeing on the ground, it's like the old madams has returned. I was talking with the sheriff mm-hmm. of Tarrant County. We would say about 45% of the traffickers or owners of slave are female.
Wow.
And this is why this is important.
Wow.
Because if you're looking for a white middle-class man mm-hmm. trafficking a black teenage girl, you're going to miss the Asian 24-year-old trafficking the 15-year-old black boy. And if we are looking only for one stereotype, then, and this is what we did a seminar recently with the Tarrant County Sheriff's Department, all of a sudden these people realized we've been missing 50% of the people, both the perpetrators and the victims. And I think for a long time, the issue has been one of gender equality, where it's really human quality. This is not a gender issue. This is a human rights issue. And I think we've got to clear the table of that conversation. And I really like how they've done that with stopping traffic. It's a conversation about a desperate human condition. And it's the only film that I've seen or been aware of that deals with the tragedy and the travesty that happens to human beings regardless of gender or background.
And 100%.
You felt the same.
Very much so. It's very eye-opening, and definitely go to the website, check out the movie. Also go to John's website and see the work he's doing and his books and his seminars. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Dare to Dream Radio. Stay there. We'll talk to you soon.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
We are back with Dare to Dream Radio, and here we are at the end with Dr. John A. King. And I guess my first question for you, John, is this is Dare to Dream. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we haven't even hit on so many things you've created. Best-selling author, featured in a documentary. You've been an amateur bodybuilder. You speak to law enforcement officers and veterans for dealing with PTSD. You outline trafficking, coercion, and abuse. You talk about keeping kids safe, and people can hire you to speak at seminars. You're inspirational. So you've created so much. And this is Dare to Dream. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Man, this is... I'll just be honest with you because I've got to. I've been asked for the last 3 or 4 years, what do I see in my future? And I just lied to people because I couldn't see into my future.
Mm.
It's like I could never have imagined this documentary. I couldn't have imagined talking to you. As I said, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, I was a chronic stutterer. This is what I hope happens. The next 3 to 5 years, I'd like to focus on Texas because it's the second biggest trafficking site in America. We believe it'll be the first by 2019, 2020. I want to work with first responders, law enforcement, healthcare professionals, and college kids to educate them around trafficking, how to identify victims and help them. And if I do a good job of it, using the movie, if I do a good job of it, I think we can stop it become number one and start to see it going down again. So that's what I'd like to do. On a personal level, I'd like to do that for 5 years and then probably buy an Airstream and go and sit on a beach and write poems.
How beautiful.
I've been having sex since I was 4, Debbie. I'm really tired. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm just really tired. I feel old some days. And I'm not trying to be self-defeating, but I'm just aware of where my soul is up to. And I have been stressed and fighting for 54 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to manage the back half of my life, or the back portion, whatever I have, the back 10 years, 5 years, I've got to manage that better. So for me, I've got those T-shirts. I've spoken to crowds of 30 and 40,000 people. I've traveled the world 9 to 11 months of the year on a speaking circuit. I've done a lot. I've got most T-shirts, and they're not what I want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us come to that place that it's like, okay, well, the successful is great, and we all want it. Don't tell me I don't. You know, I love money. Money's awesome. I can do a lot of good with money. Success is a wonderful thing, but it's just for me. It's not the lack of success, but defining what success is. And for me, success is the passionate pursuit of a worthwhile goal. So at the moment, the worthwhile goal for me is helping the documentary get out there. And the worthwhile goal for me is helping people come to terms with this phenomena called post-traumatic stress and this horrendous thing called trafficking. And so after that, there'll be another worthwhile goal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those worthwhile goals is Melissa made me promise to give her 20 years.
You've got a new book that's coming out with the movie. Tell us the title of the new book.
It is called A Deal With It. It basically looks at post-traumatic stress and says, basically, just deal with your crap. This is how I dealt with mine.
Awesome. John King, thank you so much for being with us today on Dare to Dream. Really appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
You can find out more about him at drjohnaking.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Dr. John King. Life is tough, friend. It is not fair, and sometimes it is plain wrong. But you're not special or unique. The world is not plotting against you. It is rough for everyone. Problems and pain exist. They will always exist, but they must never be allowed to conquer the soul. For anyone who has been shot at, blown up, or screwed over, I believe in our ability to reclaim and live the most fundamentally awesome life ever. Keep with us, because in the next weeks on Dare to Dream, the guests are going to be Rhonda Britton, Mark Robert Waldman, and Michael Bernard Beckwith. It's going to be amazing. And if you're ready for the most delicious wine or to start your own business, go to directsellers, that's CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum. Thanks for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be.